Initially, I wasn't even sure I had COVID. I woke up so tired that I couldn't go for a run. As you know, that's indicative of something pretty nasty. But I thought it was just because I'd been really busy. And over the course of the week, that developed into being exhausted, aching, and feverish. After a week of getting worse and worse each day, starting to feel a little bit anxious, and I was assured by my cousin, who was a doctor, that it probably wasn't that serious and I'd start to get better after 8 days. But in fact, by day 9, I was starting to suffer from breathing difficulties. I think that was the day that Boris Johnson went into hospital, and it suddenly felt like COVID was all a bit too real and a bit scary. And I was starting to wonder if I was going to be one of the number. Anyway, I went along to the COVID clinic and my heart and lungs were tested and I was told I was okay. I didn't need to leave the clinic in a minibus to be taken to hospital. I was allowed to go back home in my car. And to be honest, the road trip was quite exciting because it was the first time I'd been in the car since lockdown had started 3 weeks earlier. By day 13, I finally started to feel a bit better, though I took a bit of an unfortunate allergic reaction to the cats. And apparently that's not uncommon at the end of a virus, because your body's so busy fighting the virus that it goes into overdrive and starts to fight any minor allergens. I mean, that seemed like a bit of a slap in the face, but I'm glad to say I'm no longer allergic to cats.